Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, Salah. Oh, yeah. So Salah's on the pitch, obviously, which is, you know, like I say, a luxury, a bit of embarrassment that Richard's spoiled for choice ever so slightly in terms of attacking options right now. But the first sort of big opportunity Salah has, he's one-on-one with a keeper thanks to a Virgil van Dijk header into his path. And I don't know if it's a lack of sharpness, a lack of match sort of game time or whatever, but he gets a couple of these touches badly wrong and the finish badly wrong, probably because of the touches, I would say, in the build-up.
Yeah, I think he just got it away from himself, didn't he? I wouldn't put it down to anything more than the fact he was just warm into the game and things like that. He's been out for a few games and stuff like that, and coming back in, just getting that match sharpness and things like that. And on terms of hitting the ground run, he didn't take long, did he, to warm into things like that. But you could pinpoint the touch that took it away from him. There was one where it took him slightly wider than he wanted to go. And I was like, if he'd have had the right boot, he'd have been fine.
No,
if it was for more than just standing on, that'd have been in the back of the net and we'd have been celebrating. But obviously, we know he's got an amazing left peg, don't get me wrong, but he's only got a left peg. Mm. And so when it was left on it, I think it was that point where he tried to dink it over the keeper. It wasn't really on, but no. I don't think we certainly didn't miss that chance or regret not putting away that chance.
No, absolutely not. It just felt like, as I touched on it earlier, there's a couple of moments whereby he could wrap it up, because he has one, I just remembered, it's not in the agenda, to be honest with you. I remembered one with Diaz as well, back end of the first half, and he pulled it back. I think he's trying to pick out Salah, to be honest with you, but Nunes thinks it's for him and he gets sort of studs on it.
Touches it and just, away from him.
Salah looks like he's poised to strike with his left and the touch just takes it onto Salah's right knee, essentially. So there were moments whereby you thought Liverpool could kill this game right now. And that was definitely one of them, as I say. But we don't dwell on it. We don't suffer from it, as you rightly say, because Salah finds Alexis McAllister. And, I mean, this goal, this is one of my favourite goals. Like, we scored some good goals today, full stop. But the work from Gravenberch in the build-up to this is outstanding. I thought he had a good game when he came on, to be fair, Van Gravenberch. One of his better games in Liverpool shirt, to be honest. But he wins it. He wins his battle. Then he's on the front foot. He finds Salah. Salah's passing to McAllister. McAllister, I don't think he had his greatest afternoon in Liverpool, to be honest with you.
I was just going to say that, to be honest with you, mate.
But this bit's brilliant. The touch and the finish are top class.
Yeah, very, very composed. And to be honest with you, I looked up because me and Chris at the time were just talking about how many fouls he's had. It must have been about five or six before
they
the goal
were
comes.
Up, weren't they?
Yeah. And I was like, first of all, he was lucky to still be on the pitch after the number of it was. But it was like, is that Alexis there? And he picked it up and we were like, fair enough, he's there. Let's see what he does with it. And the composed nature to just look up and just before he gets too close to the keeper where it's not workable to get a chance off, little dink past the keeper and jobs are good. And like they're the little differences and things like that. You need that like little bit of composure and things like that.
Yeah.
Because another player in that sort of position kind of panics and thinks, oh, what do I do now that I'm here? Especially because he's been spending so long as a six for us. You forget that he's naturally a 10 or an 8. And so to put him in those positions just to remind us all what he's still capable of is great.
No, it is, absolutely. And you're right, you do come quickly accustomed to where and how people are playing. So we shouldn't be that surprised when McAllister has the quality and the composure to produce that sort of stuff. But because he's played so deep, predominantly for Liverpool, he scored that worldie against Fulham as well to throw into the mix. But yeah, you're right, he did show his class there. Just quickly on Nunes, we've had a slight update. He felt something minor, so they took him off. Hopefully it was minor. And it's nothing to be too concerned about. Let's talk about it then. Mohamed Salah, like, comes on probably earlier than planned, I think it's fair to say, because of the injury to Jota, of course. But as you said there, a little bit of match rustiness to shake off potentially, but in the main, he just looked on it straight away. His first touch a couple of times, exceptional. He left a few defenders for absolutely dead, like, just incredible. And of course, gets his goal. I mean, what he does well for this Goldstein is he's got that presence of mind. He's got that not giving up on lost causes, because for about, well, for a split second, you think, okay, that isn't winnable for Mo Salah, because Brentford defenders, they'd just be there first. But with Salah's pace, with his tenacity, they got no chance. And when he's got it, Nathan Collins is in all kinds of trouble. He twists him inside out and he is floundering by the end. But Salah takes it brilliantly.
It's his strength as well that I was more impressed. And I know I shouldn't be surprised by the strength of Mohamed Salah anymore, but just to hold him off while he's running sideways away from goal and different things like that to try and get his foot round it with a perfect, because he didn't have a massive spot to aim at for that goal. Mm-hmm. It was right in the corner and he found it. But just, I feel like we deserved most of the goals we got in that game. I don't think we deserved, I think that was a gift. I think Mohamed Salah deserved the goal. I don't think we deserved to be given it. I think like that, I think you run for it and things like that, and you hope something like that happens. But I feel like the defenders have got to take all the blame for that sort of thing. As much as Salah did everything right, they did absolutely everything wrong, mate. I think the communication needs to be a little bit better. I think the defender running back needs to give his mate a shout and let him know that Salah's over your shoulder at full pace running for that ball, because he doesn't bother.
No.
He thinks his mate's going to get to it and he doesn't.
He does cause panic, Salah, when he having those sort of opportunities. We've seen it numerous times now whereby defenders should realise it's Mo Salah, who's been doing it for long enough, but don't quite realise just how strong he is, just how quick he is even. But as I say, he was absolutely right back on it. And it's imperative that he is, of course, because we've already touched upon, we may have lost Jota for a spell of weeks. Who knows? Hopefully it is only weeks and not anything longer. Darwin Nunes, as we also know, went off half time. We said it's something minor, so hopefully, fingers crossed, that's not too bad. But the revolving door of injuries and fitness goes on at Liverpool, but having Salah back is just crucial, because whatever we thought of his performances at times this season, which haven't always been peak Mo Salah, what he does, comes on today, an hour's worth of footy, walks off with a goal and assist. I know BT, TNT giving the man the match, think of that what you will, but he is just inevitable once again, just brilliant.
It's output, isn't it? You know what I mean? You can say whatever you want about his performance. It's the output that matters at the end of the day, and it's his output that's going to make sure that he's one of the, probably the best right winger in Premier League history, I'd say. And I think you can't forget that the fact that it's not every player that can do that, can flit in and out of a game and things like that. If they're having a bad game, your chances of getting a goal are usually very slim, because you need to build on that confidence, you need to build on that momentum and different things like that. But everything seems to be coming down his side as soon as he come on, especially with Bradley being there as well, which we'll come on to talk about a little bit later, I'm sure. Yeah. But everything seemed to be going down that side, and we seem to get chance after chance after chance, because he was full of confidence being back in the side and things like that. And yeah, when the chances came, he took them.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.